This is Insightful Info. Thank you for listening. This podcast has been reproduced from a Facebook Live broadcast.
Hello, how are we doing today on this beautiful Sunday? I hope you are enjoying your weekend. And I know that I am. And so today I wanted to speak in regards to a topic I've been thinking about. And of course, I also mentioned in regards to focusing or concentrating on autism and education on communication, right? So I wanted to start with that. And so my name is Judith Mendoza. I am a behavior consultant and educator. I like to participate in autism awareness, education, and mentoring. I am also an educator in areas of business and personal business when it comes to ethics in business, principles, guidance, and application, and also customer service principles and application of it, and also language with Aprenda Inglés. And so for personal, it is with helping those who have difficulty with communication, right? It can be adults, and it can be children, right? In social communication skills. So I concentrate with those in autism and also those with the condition of attention deficit disorder. I also offer physical activity, class, and nutrition guidance, and also language learning with Aprenda Inglés for those who want to learn English, right? So, but today, on Sundays, I have put aside time, right? And I am doing these sessions. On Saturday, I speak on general subjects. And today, on Sundays, I wanted to make it a matter of autism, education, mentoring, and also awareness. Right? Because everywhere you look when it comes to autism, you'll find that as with other conditions also, when it has to do with the mind, right? The mind is very difficult to figure out, especially when it comes to someone else's mind. We may have difficulty with our own mind, but when it comes to someone else's mind, of course, we have even more difficulty. So, I have found out in my research different matters when it comes to autism. And of course, I have made this known to others. And that is the reason why the awareness is, right? So it is not just for me, for my part, because I am doing this out of my own initiative. This is something that I am doing by myself at the moment, right? And I do ask for donations. I do not have any type of non-profit organization. I am doing this for self, by myself, in providing, of course, my learning, my knowledge, my research, what I have found out, and comparing it with the data that is available. And as I said, we turn to the data that is available, and most times you will find that for some conditions and some illnesses, you'll find that they'll tell you that they don't know why it's happening, they don't know why it's going on. And basically that's the end of the results, right? So I have occupied myself in the last 5 years in doing research in autism and collecting data and also studying those with autism. I am a behavior consultant, so when it comes to behavior, that is what I do, right? So it relates to humans, it relates to how we do things. So I have been thinking about doing this, set up a time that I can teach others communication skills, right? Of course, it's also part of what I do in my business. When it comes to communication, you will find that communication is not just the action of voicing your thoughts. Communication is more than that. And I thank you for joining me today. Communication involves different skills, different set of skills. So it includes that, of course, one has understanding of the language, the words, the meaning of words. Also, that we learn the skill of listening, not just hearing noise, not just hearing sound, but listening, right? And then speaking our thoughts out. So, and also taking observation of others as we communicate. Also empathizing, right? So we want to keep those in mind. When it comes to, that is for our communication without any conditions that we may worry about. So when it comes to the autism and those who have autism or attention deficit disorders, we have to take into consideration the way that the person processes information, but also for self, right? So having knowledge of self will have to do with knowing my limitations, okay? Knowing what limitations autism will cause for me. So have, if you are an adult, right, and for the most part, what I am going to speak, I am going to teach, it's going to relate to adults, right? But if you have a child who has autism, there's different strategies that you can use in order to teach your child. Okay, so we want to keep that in mind. Now, the first thing to know is, to find out is, do you have autism? Do you know what it is? Do you know what difficulties it causes you? Have you been diagnosed as autistic or as having autism? Do you understand what autism is? Right? Because we have to know that before we can know the rest of what we need to do, right? So I want to concentrate on that first today, right? And then next Sunday, I will build the rest of the things that come with learning how to communicate. If you are an adult and you have not been diagnosed, then most likely you have found a way to communicate if you're verbal, right? And I have spoken about that before. I have seen those in the autism spectrum disorder speak about how they communicate, right? And it is the way that we communicate with others is understanding each other's point of view and how we see matters, and then coming to a compromising on how we are going to communicate with each other. What is the best way to communicate, right? Because you may be saying, well, you know, I communicate my way and I do that, what I do in my way, but maybe, which is something else that I see with those in the autism spectrum disorder, is that they are voicing out their feelings in regards to not being included, right? And some go to the extremes in order to find somewhere where they can belong. And so understanding first, because there is a reason why things happen, right? So understanding, that is why I ask, understanding what autism does to you personally, right? To you personally. Then that is the first thing in understanding how to communicate with others, right? So first, let's find out, and this is something that most likely people know about, but there might be some that don't know about this, right? I at one point did not know. I didn't know that there was such a thing called autism, a condition. Okay, so autism is a condition of the brain. If you have autism, if you were diagnosed with autism, or you suspect that you have autism, then you were born that way. So this happened, whatever happened, that we call it autism, that's how it has been categorized in the as to be put in statistics, right? Because basically that's what we do when we collect data in regards to illnesses, diseases, and conditions. And this is that is why the ICD-10 exists, ICD-11. And around the world, it is used to collect information of illnesses and diseases, infirmities, mind conditions, disorders, syndromes that we may have as humans at any time, at any age. And so these are collected, right? So that we can know in populations that are being treated in hospitals, in clinics, in private doctors, so that we can know how many people are out there with this condition or that illness or that syndrome. Are they male? Are they female? What ages, ranges they are? And so when it comes to the data and statistics on autism spectrum disorder, we know because we know this data because a doctor saw this child, these children, and it became known to the doctor that this child is autistic or has autism. And so it was noted, it was diagnosed, and it was submitted so that this data can exist and so that we know. But because there's a lot of children or there are children, and I'm not talking about the United States only, I'm talking about other countries also. Are also children with autism spectrum disorder, right? So worldwide, we know that this is a condition that children are born with, and some are being treated for it, some are not being treated for it. But this is what CDC says. In regards to cdc.gov, and so it says data and statistics on autism spectrum disorder prevalence is about one child in 54 children have been identified with autism spectrum disorder. So and that's according to estimates, right? So ASD, autism spectrum disorder, is being reported to occur on all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. So it is all racial, ethnic, and socioeconomic groups. So it is not just autism is not just allocated to one group or one race, right? And then it mentions that studies in Asia, Europe, and North America have identified individuals with ASD with an average prevalence of between 1% and 2%. And then also about 1 in 6 children aged from 3 years old to 17 years old were diagnosed with a developmental disability as reported by parents. During a study from 2009 to 2017, this is what they found out, that parents reported their children from ages 3 to 17 to be diagnosed with a developmental disability. And so this included autism, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, blindness, and cerebral palsy, among others. Right? So it is important to know this. It is important to know that you're not the only one if you have been diagnosed with autism or attention deficit disorder or these other conditions. Today I am concentrating on autism, right? Because when it comes to attention deficit disorders and the other disorders that exist, the person does not have difficulty with the different difficulties that those in the autism spectrum disorder have. So, because I have a family member also who has autism, I have been able to see, to observe the way of communication that he uses, which are as the same as other in the autism spectrum are communicating, right? And so the main reason for that is that if you have autism, the way that you process the information is in a literal way only. So besides understanding what autism is, it is a developmental disability, right? So that means that it will make it difficult for anything that will make the individual to develop whatever abilities that we need to have or to develop in order for us to mature properly. Understanding of information will help us transition in life. That is something that I will also be speaking about. Transitioning in the manner of using information and knowing when to do what, right? Because when you are a baby, there is very few that we know when we are babies. When we grow to become children, we transition from being a baby to being a boy or a girl, right? The transition is occurring physically because we're growing taller and we're developing. But also, at the same time, we should be developing skills. And for some, this comes naturally. But for those in the autism spectrum disorder, it's not. And so for parents, they have to keep that in mind. If you are an adult and you are now finding out that you have autism, or you just found out that you have autism, then that is good, because it will explain to yourself. It will explain what and why certain things, you've been doing certain things in a certain way, right? So what is literal language? Literal language is meaning that one says exactly what one sees, right? So figurative languages use similes, assimilations, and metaphors, hyperboles, personification, to describe something, often through comparison with something that is different, right? And so, or sometimes in young people, they like to create languages for themselves. And so we have words as, for example, in my time, they used to use the word psych, right? And there were other words that I'm not remembering now. But it came to the point that young people, right, creating a distortion of language in reality, not saying the correct things, but for example, if something was good, they will say, oh, that's really bad. So but what will make that expression that let you know that what that person is saying is really that they agree with it being something really good, not really bad, as they just said, is the expression on their face. And so if you have difficulty with that, it is something that can be learned. You can learn to know the expressions, and to know also what your expression, what my expression expresses to others. Because even if we are not speaking, we are speaking. So then so the first thing is, we want to know, am I having autism? Do I have autism? The topics are going to be the ones that I am going to continue on Sundays, starting today. It's going to be understanding autism and the importance of I. So understanding autism, in order for us to communicate, in order for you to communicate if you have autism, and the importance of I. I, Judith, will be using that title so that we can remind ourselves of the importance of I, right? Because we want to develop that. Now, the first thing was to know and to learn Do I have autism? Have I been diagnosed with autism? Do I really understand what autism is? And what autism affects in my body? Because everybody's body, physical body, is going to be affected differently. Right? So, it is the same with other conditions out there. It is the same with other conditions. So, there is a test, there are tests, right? Because we want to understand that first. In order for you to start developing skills of communication, you have to first understand if you do have autism, or if your child has autism, and if so, then to understand fully what autism is. So I have spoken in regards to CDC data and statistics in regards to what they know, what they have collected, and what they know in regards to autism. Of course, the data that they are receiving comes from parents. The data comes from parents. The data come from maybe the person is self-identified that he or she has autism, right? But for the most part here in this data statistics, it's only mentioning children. For adults, it becomes more difficult to diagnose. And sometimes it gets misdiagnosed as something else, because the adult himself or herself may not know that he or she has autism, right? Or the person has developed skills that kind of make it difficult to figure out. So, for example, if the person is speaking and talking and having conversations, but yet that person that at one point may seem that he is all together and having a great conversation, at another times he may or she, but most likely happen in men, women are more into hiding that they have autism. But excuse me, that was someone there interrupting. Sorry about that. So it will happen, right, that you will find out that the person who has autism, even if the person is hiding it, even if the person is hiding the fact that he or she has autism, because of the difficulty that autism creates in understanding others and making in acquiring the skill of communication, because one can make it look like one has the skill, but when it comes to different situations and circumstances where the person is put through the circumstance where he or she has no other choice but to be self, and that person has no pattern to follow, it will show. it will come out. It will be seen. It will be heard by others. And so, if that is the situation that has happened, then know that we are all in a learning process, right? We are all in a learning process. And so, if you do know then that this is happening to you because you have autism, then you can put into practice the correct way of learning. And of course, I will provide the information, but it will come to a point that you must practice. All of us have to come to that. We have to practice, and then we have to use what we know. Right? So we have to keep in mind the importance of I, right? So, Attitude Magazine, and there are other tests, but this is to find out, right? Because we want to focus first, we want to concentrate first in the understanding what autism is, understanding how autism affects me, myself, right? I don't have autism, but I am point to self, because everyone should be, if the person is or the person has autism, then it refers to the person, right? Self. And the entire person. So the test over here that they have, it says, do you ask the question, do you have autism? It mentions that autism, or awareness of autism spectrum disorder, has grown dramatically, and I will be posting this test onto this recording. So it says, awareness of autism spectrum disorder has grown dramatically in recent years, which reflects both an increase of autism diagnosis and in the public's understanding that even late in life, an autism diagnosis can offer major benefits and relief. It is true, because when you know something, you can do something about it. You know what to work on, right? So this is important to know and to understand what autism is and how it affects the person. Right? Because everyone is different. We are all different. We have different backgrounds. We have different environments. We have different people that we relate to. So all those factors will make your autism different than other humans. Even though you both may have autism, but someone here or there may have a different view about matters, or their family members, and that will make a difference in the person who has autism. And then maybe in the other side of the country, the person has a different environment, different family members that are given good or bad examples for them. And this is important because those in the autism spectrum disorder tend to literally copy and imitate what they're seeing, and literally imitate or become impersonating others. So it mentions that still symptoms of autism are still frequently misdiagnosed as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, mood disorders, obsessive compulsive disorder, and other related conditions, right? So, and also it can be mistaken for dissociative identity disorders, such as being bipolar or schizophrenic. So then it says that these misdiagnosed leads to poor treatment and lifelong challenges, right? Because a misdiagnosis will still not explain what you're having or what's going on with you, because it isn't. Remember that a disorder is from or stems from something in our body that's not functioning well. Basically, that's what these disorders are. Something in our body that is not functioning the way it should be functioning. So it's malfunctioning. And when it comes to attention deficit disorders, mood disorders, obsessive compulsive disorders, all relate to our nervous system. Right? So now when it comes to that, and I'm gonna go to the questionnaire that they have posted there to find out if you have autism, but for the most part getting to know first, do I have autism? Is it autism? And then second, go to a professional, right? And explain to the person what you're feeling. The importance of I is very important there, because you want to the doctor to know. And misdiagnosis can happen also, because this is what I was going to mention. Misdiagnosis can happen because not only because of the doctor misdiagnosing the patient, but because if, and most likely, the person with autism is impersonating someone else, for example, a sibling who has attention deficit disorder, and usually those in the autism spectrum disorder tend to replicate others. So, as I mentioned, when it comes to Frank, he will tend to imitate his brothers. So you could say, well, he has attention deficit disorder or some type of mood disorder. But in reality, what he was doing is imitating different individuals in his family. So if a doctor will have, for the most part, he seemed without autism until he gets to become an adult and it becomes very obvious that he has autism. And then I had to tell him that he has autism, that's what I have observed on him. And so it can happen that is because someone gets misdiagnosed, because the person is actually impersonating the condition of someone else. And those in the autism spectrum disorder tend to do that. So the assessment over here, the questionnaire, they call it, it asks the question. First, think about your daily routine, it says. Will you say you follow the same schedule every day of the week and don't like unexpected events? So that's one of the questions, right? So very often, sometimes, rarely, never. So then he asks the question, do you talk to friends at a party the same way you will talk to co-workers in the office? Right? So do you relate to people the same way? And this matters, right? The first question, and this is to find out, do I have autism? Do I have autism? So these things I will speak about also later, because there are explanations. From what I have found out, there are explanations in regards to someone having a problem with their routine, daily routine being disrupted or being changed. So have you always wanted a best friend but never found one? That is another question that he asked. Do you prefer to read non-fiction over fiction books? Do your family members lovingly refer to you as the eccentric professor of the family, even though you don't work anywhere near academia? Are you really, really good at math or music, but struggle to succeed in other areas? Do you have trouble understanding what people mean when they say they feel embarrassed for someone else? So if I say I feel embarrassed for him, do you understand what will that mean? Is your memory like a steel trap, even for facts that you don't fully understand? So remembering details, facts, right? Are you always the first one to notice when a friend has gotten a haircut or made a small change to their appearance? And this will relate back again to routine, even in others. Are expressions like curiosity kill the cat or don't count your chickens before they hatch is confusing to you? Is that confusing to you? Are those expressions confusing to you? Curiosity kill the cat or don't count your chickens before they hatch, right? Another question, did bullies target you in grade school? Do people say that you speak like a robot? Are you always bumping into things, tripping over your own feet? Even when you are in a quiet place, like the library, do you find yourself making involuntary noises, like clearing your throat over and over. Do you prefer to play individual games and sports like golf, where everyone works for themselves, instead of team sports and games where everyone works toward a common goal? When you are having a conversation with someone, do you prefer to look at the wall, their shoes, or anywhere but directly into their eyes, so avoiding eye contact? And the last question asks, do you enjoy inventing your own words and expressions that might seem quirky to others? Right? So these are I will post these, right? So this is a self-test of autism spectrum disorder symptoms in adults. And so, this is for one to understand self, right? It is important. It is important to understand self. It is important to understand if you, and to know if you have autism or do you have maybe attention deficit disorder, right? Which is different. It's different than autism. In autism, you only have the ability to understand matters in a literal way. That fact alone makes a whole complete difference in how you're going to understand information and how you will tell information to others. So today I wanted to concentrate on that. Right? So next week I will concentrate on another topic that has to do with the importance of I. So the first thing is, do I have autism? If the answer is yes, then the next thing is to understand, what is autism? How autism affects me? How my autism, how me having autism affect other humans that I live with? Right? Because that is important, because we want to take into consideration the perspective of others, what others are thinking of me. What conclusions have they concluded about me? Right? But not to give it too much importance that you're now only concentrating in what others think. Remember, we are all different. We are all different individuals. We are all limited in one way or another. So if you are an adult and you have found out that you have autism, understand that that will limit you in some way. In that way will be communication and interaction with others, forming, maintaining relationships. Anything that has to do with other humans and relationships with other humans, your autism, the way that your brain thinks, the way that your brain processes the information, will be limited. Your understanding in certain matters, not everything, maybe you can know about many things, you can remember many things, and you can say one after the other because those are facts that you can just repeat them. And that is because if you're remembering just facts, and you can reproduce them as that, then yeah, that's you have a great memory. But when it comes to bringing your thoughts to form your thinking and to put it into words that reflect the person that one is, then are you able to do that, or do you have difficulty doing that? Because if you have to become someone else in order to say your words out, there will be a time when you're gonna have a situation or circumstance that being yourself or being whoever else is not gonna function in that situation or circumstance, and you're gonna have no pattern for you to follow, and so whatever you're going to say is going to be out of place. So the best way to do is to learn the skill of communication. Doesn't matter how old you are, if you're alive, then you're young enough to learn. Human beings, we are made to learn, to continue learning. There's not a time that we can say, well, you know, I know enough now, and so there's nothing that is there for me to know. No, that's not never going to be. Our brains were made in a way for us to continue to learn, and whatever we learn, we can make better. Then whatever we know, we can make it, we can modify it, we can correct ourselves, we can then learn new things, learn new ways of doing things. It's a continuous process. All right, so for today, that was it. Next week, and I will be posting the information that I have there in regards to, and also what I have found out. I have some articles, right, that I have written. So I will also be posting that, because the first thing to know is, do I have autism? What is autism? How autism affects me personally? Once you know that, then you can start learning the skills of communication for the person that you are, for yourself, for your own situation, your own circumstance. Because whatever you have to say is not gonna be the same as others, even if it is the same words that you're going to say as someone else. It is self who is going to say it, and you must believe in your mind that it is from self that you're saying it, not us representing someone else, not us pretending to be someone else, right? So, but for today, that was it. And so I thank you for joining me today, and next Sunday I will continue with the topic. All right, so thank you and have a beautiful Sunday today. This has been Insightful Info with Judith Mendoza.